crinkled slightly when he smiled, a very nice feature. After a few seconds, Tricia realized she was not the only one staring. The man was actually scrutinizing her as much as she had done him. Tricia blushed. For a moment, she almost regretted her statement against dating. This man would be worth getting to know, but she didn't think she was ready for dating and all it meant. "I am, however, a believer in good old-fashioned courting." The older woman stood and pulled the young man closer. "Dear, this is Gaith Denver. He's my great-grandson. He's just moved back to town. I'm so excited to have him here, especially during the Christmas season." Tricia pulled her eyes from his face and looked at the older woman. "That's so nice. I'm sure you two will have a splendid holiday together." Amanda laughed. "If there's anything this town is known for, it's the holiday events. And the cocoa," Gaith stated. Tricia turned her gaze on him again, her eyes reflecting curiosity. "Cocoa?" Amanda slapped the seat next to her. Gaith moved from the pew behind and sat next to his great-grandmother. "Oh, that's right. You only moved to town a few months ago. You haven't spent a full winter here. You see, every event held in town during the month of December ends with everyone getting a cup of cocoa, which is created and sponsored by a different business in town. There are voting boxes at each event, and everyone gives the cocoa a score from 1 to 10. On Christmas Eve, at the mayor's Christmas Eve party, which is actually a ball, the votes are tallied, and the winning business receives a check for $500. "Do you like cocoa?" Gaith looked directly at Tricia with a pensive squint to his eyes and asked. Tricia noted Amanda had stood and slipped away. She wished she could slip past the man, but his large frame blocked the seat exit. There was nothing she could do but answer his question. "I happen to adore cocoa, but as I was telling your great-grandmother, I'm not interested in dating." Her voice was insistent. "Have you ever considered courting?" "That's just another way to say dating. I'm not interested in anything so personal. I have enemies to love and people who have hurt me to forgive." "I see. I'm sorry anyone would have hurt you. But the kind of courting I'm talking about is not dating. Courting is more like getting to know a friend while in a larger group of close acquaintances." Tricia's shoulders slumped. "I don't have any friends or acquaintances. My best friend is part of that need to forgive category." "Well, I grew up here. I've only been gone a year, so I still know many people. I have a large group of friends. We all go to the different holiday events together. It's sort of a tradition. I'd love for you to join us."
"It sounds like a nice, friendly gathering. I would enjoy it, but I don't see why you call it courting."
"Oh, the courting part comes in. When one person in the group is specifically interested in another person in the group, and they use the time together getting to know one another in hopes of forming a stronger bond which will eventually lead to marriage." Tricia's mouth gaped open. "You asked me if I wanted to court. You don't know me at all." Gaith's eyes crinkled when he smiled. "I wasn't very happy to have great-grandmother trying to set me up either, until I saw your lovely face and the tinge of sadness in your eyes. I'm not sure where courting could lead for us, but I know in my soul God wants me to get to know you better." Gaith reached out and took her hand and pulled her slowly to her feet. Tricia could feel a tinge of warmth spreading up her arm. "So, what do you say? Will you attend the Christmas events with my friends and me, but officially I'll be courting you?" Tricia felt her heart beating slightly faster. "Am I ready for this?" "You promise there will be cocoa at every event?" Gaith nodded. "Then count me in." Tricia's face hurt from smiling at all the people Gaith introduced her to. She had agreed to go to lunch after church with Amanda and Gaith, where she would be initiated into the Cocoa Drinkers Club, as Gaith called his group of friends. She kept repeating the names, trying to memorize them: Andy, John, Sherry, and Chloe, and several more she'd already forgotten. Not only did the group attend the Christmas events together, they also went out to eat after church on Sundays and held a floating Bible study which met at a different house each week. Finding herself unable to come up with a plausible excuse, she was expected to start attending the Bible study and all the other events. In a way, she was glad to join a group of Christians.